Welcome to episode 508 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And picture the scene. I'm sure you've been there before. Client calls. It's a good brief. Right up your street. Perfect for you. Right in the market. Right in your sweet spot. We can fill it well. Really well. And then they drop this one on you. We've had a cheaper quote. And something happens in that moment. Your stomach probably drops. You have that, you're trying to keep that plain look on your face without showing your emotion. And you feel the pressure. You do the maths in your head and you wonder, you know, well, how much could I drop the fee and still make it worthwhile? So you come down, you win the business. And then, of course, you tell yourself it was the right call. But here is the question nobody asks in that moment. Why was price the thing that came up in the first place? And that is what we are digging into today, because price really isn't the issue. It's about your positioning. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise. Hope you and yours are well. And today we're talking about positioning. And it's come up in several conversations recently where we've talked with some of our clients, some people that we've been speaking to about joining Superfast Circle. And it's incredibly frustrating. Anyway, before we get into that, if you're new here, welcome. Great to have you. And if you have not, if you're here, you've obviously got marketing on your mind. So it would be a good idea if you haven't downloaded our trends report to go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MTRS, just think about marketing trends. Pop your name and email address in there and it will be winging its way to you. And this is a PDF report. We've got all the latest data on what's really working now in the recruitment space when it comes to marketing and different trends and what you might want to be considering and thinking about. So go over to that and download it and then you can have a look. And it'll give you some ideas on where to move next. So let's get back to today's episode. And we're tackling one of the most, well, it's pretty common and it's incredibly frustrating. I nearly swore then, incredibly frustrating experiences. Well, for any business owner, but I think particularly when you work in a micro situation, and particularly when you're a recruitment MD, and it's fee pressure. It's today, it's not necessarily talking about how to negotiate better in the moment, though we'll touch on that, but more around that uncomfortable upstream question. And that is the why question. Why is it that so many owners are finding themselves in fee conversations at all? And what's the real driver behind it? Because our observations after, it'll be 19 years this year, been working with micro and small recruitment businesses, is that fee pressure is rarely about the fee. It's almost always about positioning. And the two things require different solutions. So that's what I want to talk about today. So let's just head with when price becomes the only variable. Now, think about how a hiring manager would typically choose a recruiter, and whether that hiring manager is the sales manager or whatever it is. Got a brief, they reach out to probably two or three companies, they get a conversation, maybe a proposal, and then they make a decision. And here's the thing, if everything in that process looks broadly similar, if the conversations feel similar, if the proposals look similar, if the language everyone uses is more or less the same, then the only, in their map of the world, the only meaningful variable is price. And of course, they're going to push it or they're going to go for the cheapest. And you can't necessarily blame the client for that. It's how they're wired. It's how we're all wired. they're making a rational decision with the information that they've been given. And the problem isn't the information that they've got. Here's the thing. When a business and a recruitment business has not established a clear position in the market, has not communicated what makes it genuinely different from the next recruiter on the list, it really is asking clients to make a huge leap of faith. And most clients, and the bigger the companies that you go to, people will not put their head above the parapet. Most clients will not make that leap and they'll default to the number. And this is not a negotiation problem. It's a positioning problem. And the fix, it really does have to happen a long time before that phone call. So let's just talk now about what positioning actually means for an SME business or a micro business. Positioning is one of those words that gets used a lot and it's rarely understood. I would say it gets used a lot as in understood a little. So let's be specific about what it means in practice. For a recruitment business, and we're going to focus here on under 20 people, positioning is the answer to one question. Why you specifically over everyone else a client could call? Not we have a great network, not we really care about our clients. Every recruiter says those things. Well, hopefully every recruiter does those things. They're what they call the table stakes and not differentiators. A strong position is specific. It names market, type of client, type of problem or type of outcome that you are uniquely place to deliver. And it's ironic. I decided to do this as well because I was talking to one of our lovely clients who is completely redoing a website and a positioning and everything else. And she's really done a fabulous job to really drill down into the detail. And that's the whole thing. It's communicated consistently, and this will be communicated consistently in her case, before, during, and after every client interaction. So when someone's been seeing your content for weeks and it speaks directly to the challenges in their sector, when they visit your website and it feels like it was built for their industry, when they get on a call with you and you already know their world without them having to explain it, the fee conversation changes entirely. One of our Superfast Circle members puts it well. He said that by the time he got on a call with a new client, the fee was almost secondary. They'd already decided they wanted to work with him because of what they'd seen. They knew his value before the conversation started. You see, and that is the power of a clear position, consistently communicated. The client's already done their own convincing. Quick pause from me before we get back into it. This podcast, as you probably worked out, has no sponsors, has no ads. Nobody pays us to record these episodes. And Sharon and I make it because we love this industry and we want to give something useful back to the people running small recruitment businesses. If you're getting value from this, here's the only thing I'll ask. Connect with me on LinkedIn, Sir Denise Oyston, that's Oyston with an O, hit connect and drop me a quick note and say you found me through the podcast. I read every single message and I reply personally. There's no funnel, there's no pitch, just a chance to say hello and stay in touch. So right, let's get back to that conversation. And here's what can happen with smaller SME generalists. It's a high-risk place to be because the research is pretty clear and our experience with clients backs it up entirely. Generalist micro agencies are really more at risk when it comes to fee pressure. And that reason's pretty straightforward. When you're available for everything, you are not the obvious choice because you're doing everything. So you don't shout out like, I'm the person that could do this. So generalist positioning says to a client, we can help you with whatever you need. And yeah, as a recruiter, I know you can. We know you can. And the client hears, we're one of many options, which unfortunately then means price becomes the tiebreaker, the deal breaker. And specialist positioning says something different. It says, we work in your world specifically. We know your market, your hiring challenges, your candidate pool, and the things that go wrong when you get this type of hire wrong. And the client hears this person understands us in a way that the others do not. And we see this play out consistently with the businesses we work with, the ones who have committed to a clear niche, whether that's a sector, a geography, type of role or a type of client, are the ones having the fewest conversations about fees, not because they never face pushback. Let's be honest, we live in the real world, but because by the time they get to that conversation, the client already sees the value. So that is what a clear market position communicated consistently over time will actually deliver for you. So what can you do instead of dropping the fees? So when we've had a cheaper quote conversations happen, and it will, what's the alternative to discounting? The first thing is to understand what the client is actually telling you. When they say you are more expensive, they are saying, I cannot yet see why you are worth the difference. It's not a price objection, it's that value gap. And the value gaps are closed with information, not discounts. Now, the second thing is to have something to point to. This is where your marketing starts to really work for you, and it earns its keep in the room rather than just online. So if you've been producing content that demonstrates your sector knowledge, if you've got case studies that show the outcomes you've delivered for similar businesses, if you've got a personal brand on LinkedIn that reflects your genuine expertise rather than generic recruitment messaging, then you've got more evidence, and evidence always closes the value gap. Now, the third thing is to hold the position. This is the hard part. Dropping the fee feels like the path of least resistance. Mm. Robert Fritz's books, if you've not read his books about the path of least resistance, great read. But every time you drop it, you signal that your original number was not justified. And you train that client and others like them to push on price every time. The businesses that command the best fees are not the ones with the best negotiators. They rarely are. They're the ones who built enough authority in the market. And this is particularly, we're talking about the SME micro businesses here, in their market, that clients do not feel the need to test the price. So let's just talk about building a position that is going to hold up under pressure. And none of this happens overnight. Position is not a tagline you write on. And I'm recording this on a Tuesday and you've solved the problem by tomorrow, Wednesday. It's built through consistent visibility in your market, through content, through blog posts, through reports, through videos that demonstrates you understand what your clients are dealing with. It's through case studies and outcomes that make the cost of choosing you feel higher than the cost of your fee. So it's different through a personal brand that means something to the people you want to work with. The good news is that for a specialist, and let's just use this word boutique because it really seems to be very popular at the moment and making a difference, recruitment, this is genuinely achievable. And I did our State of the Nation report just 2 or 3 weeks ago. If you want a copy, drop me an email and I'll just whiz it over to you. And in there, the data is really clear that specialist boutique companies experienced in the markets are the ones that are experiencing growth at the moment, not the big, huge entities and the generalists. And you need a clear position and a consistent system to communicate it. And we've seen business owners who spent years discounting rebuild the fee structure. Once they get clear on their market and they've started showing up consistently within their market, the fee, obviously the fee conversations are always going to happen. They don't disappear entirely. But they definitely are not as prevalent, but they become a smaller part of the picture. And the clients who lead with price tend to self-select, which is not a bad outcome at all, is it? So let's just say, how can we help you? If fee pressure is something you're dealing with regularly, it's worth taking a proper look at how your business is positioned, whether your marketing is communicating that position effectively. We have just updated Superfast Circle and we've got a big section on that, and we work with you one-to-one on your positioning and your messaging. We've got a whole load of AI tools as well that's going to help you with that. And we are so impressed with how it's working. And it's a complete rebuild. So if you looked at it before and you weren't sure and you're thinking about it now, then just drop us an email and we'll send you the details over. So this is Denise talking about positioning, so important. And remember, as the experienced recruiter you are, you have the right. You have the right to ask for the fees that you do. You just need to get your positioning right. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. Before we sign off, I want to share something with you. We have completely redesigned Superfast Circle. This is not a refresh. It's not a few new slides. We've rebuilt it from the ground up to be the most commercially focused program we have ever created. And you still get all the content resources, you get all the frameworks, you get all the Canva tools, and you get all the AI prompts. And everything we have built over 18 years of working with exclusively recruitment businesses. But now you also get more one-to-one time with Sharon and I directly. We are in it with you, and we back it with a guarantee. If you are in the program and you've not seen a return on your investment, we'll carry on working with you one-to-one until you do. Now, if you want the details, just email support@superfastrecruitment.co.uk. Tell us you heard this on the podcast and we'll send you all the details of what's included in the program, the investment, and all of the things that you need. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time.